This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world too via the internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and to all those helping in the coronavirus fight right now, thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, everybody working, all the roughnecks on the oil rigs all across. And by the way, oil picked up yesterday. You guys are looking better than you did yesterday. Thank you very much for the great job you do keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like it, and then jump on into the chat room and converse with us like a lot of other people are. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us, and I got to make an announcement first, so here we go. For all you folks that were expecting to go to the Two Guys Gun Show in Sarasota at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds on May the 9th and May the 10th, it has been canceled because they still have not given permission to have a large group of people in one place, and that has been canceled in Sarasota on May the 9th and 10th. Coming up, I can't tell you about the one in Oldsmar on the 23rd, 24th yet, and I can't tell you about the one down in Port Charlotte on the 30th and 31st yet, but I can tell you that there will be more gun shows scheduled during the course of the summer that maybe weren't there before, but now they're going to have them pretty much frequently. So back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Okay, why did the feds go after General Flynn in the first place?
Well, when Obama passed the baton to Trump, he said there's two things that you need to worry about and two things are going to be important. One was North Korea and the other was General Flynn. Now, General Flynn has the goods because, remember, he was DIA. He was in charge of all military spies.
Yep.
And I think we have to kind of go back to space and time, too, because we were, the Trump administration was inheriting the continued fight on Islamic State.
Yep.
And so I believe that some successes or missions that the Trump administration would have undertaken would have been advised in when it comes to foreign policy and military conflicts. Flynn was in the best position as an advisor, and the Obama White House did not want that.
No, because he had the most experience, right?
Well, he had the goods.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he won, and remember, it was Obama that fired Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
So the Obama White House did not want any, good resumes in the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. So I believe that that's, And so the Obama administration is the one that I think launched the mission to go after these investigations, the first one being Crossfire Razor. Mm-hmm. Now, Crossfire Razor was the name given to the investigation on Flynn. And they found out early on there was no derogatory information on him, none, zero.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they were going, the FBI was going to close it. And it was Strzok who said, no, 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 do not close this case.
Right.
So this was a full-blown early operation that obviously began in 2016. So late 2016.
Well, on March 8, 2017, Flynn registered with the Justice Department as a federal agent for $530,000 worth of lobbying work before Election Day. Now, this work was done on behalf of the Dutch-based company that I don't know the name of, that may have been working for the Turkish government. A lot of mays and ifs in there again.
Well, if he was registered as a formal lobbyist, that's legal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he's registered, that's legal.
Yep.
But again, let's remember that if it was with Turkey, that's one thing. The big question was Flynn and Russia. Because remember, Russia, Russia Today, RT, was the one that had invited Flynn to go to Moscow and sat there at the same table for a second or two with Putin and Jill Stein.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I can answer something about that. Flynn was paid more than $65,000 by companies directly connected to Russia in 2015, including $11,250 each from the Volga Dnieper Airlines and the U.S. subsidiary of Kaspersky Lab. They make the software. So that's the deal that he had going there. That's the Russian connection.
Well, I mean, you know, if you want to compare apples to apples, I'm not sure I would have become some kind of an agent or, you know, official lobbying entity for anything Russia.
Nope.
But so did the Podesta brothers.
Oh, yeah, we could get into some real conversations there about what they did and the money they made. You talk about Flynn making $65,000 with some Russian companies. They made millions. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversations with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, are brought to you by the great USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you can find out more about them and what they do. And I am a member. I am a gold certified top of the line member with them. And I have been for a number of years. You can go over to the Facebook page, Americans for America, like the page and follow all the different articles that are in there. Got a lot of great contributors in there. Americans for America on Facebook. And the very first logo link that you see right there, just below the introduction, is the USCCA logo. So click on that logo. Every day you get a chance to sign up for a new free gun a day giveaway. And of course you can also think about becoming a member. There are three levels of membership. Now, should you become a member, you can get as much as $474 worth of free stuff. But in every case, whether you go with the first choice of membership, the second or the third, you get the free concealed carry magazine with it, which is going to give you more savings opportunities in there because they have all sorts of things pertaining to not only guns, but also camping and fishing and RVing, and even in some cases, ammunition. So check them out, USCCA, the logo link on the Americans for America Facebook page. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
31 states are set to reopen over the next 14 days.
Good.
Now, we understand, in our case here in Florida, every 14 days they will do a update and see how things are going. And if we are progressing and the numbers are going in the correct direction, then each 2 weeks we'll get a little bit more and a little bit more. Is that what you're understanding?
Yeah, and I'm not sure that I think it ought to be, you know, done on an every 2 week basis. Because I mean, we report numbers faster than that. So, I think it actually ought to go
weekly.
Yeah, at least.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of people that say, yeah, but we'll see. And by the way, California, I'm still trying to figure that out. Governor Newsom said, I'm shutting down all the beaches from Mexico to Oregon. Well, he took a bunch of flack on that. So now he's just going to shut down the Orange County beaches where they had the big crowds last week. And everything else is going to be open.
Well, and interestingly enough, they weren't big crowds. And if
no.
you look at the drone footage,
mm-hmm.
those people, you know, were following their distances.
They were spread out,
know?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it's...
Yep.
Yeah. Whatever, Newsom.
Yep. We've got NASCAR coming back, turn left, go fast. That's kind of interesting. They're going to be running with all their different divisions they run. They're going to be running after May the 17th, which is Darlington, South Carolina. They're going to run 7 races in 10 days at all the different divisions they have.
Okay, I like it.
Yep.
I saw that.
Yep.
Happy for it.
Yep. Now, what is the president doing when we hear he's preparing retaliatory actions against China? What is it we're going to do? Do you have any idea?
Well, you know, it's been floated for quite some time that we're going to ask them to forgive the debt that they hold, the U.S. debt that they hold. And, of course, China's like, eh, you know, they're becoming pretty nasty in this whole situation.
Yeah.
Because there's also a whole military component going on that that China's doing, not many people are paying attention to. But anyway, it could be that there could be some sanctions on China, but I think Treasury is going to take a very hard look at the Chinese assets here in the United States, of which we could necessarily seize for our benefit, including hard assets as well as perhaps cash, wherever it may be. So there are a lot of options that the United States has, but you know, Trump is on a razor's edge here because we still have trade agreements. And we also know that China is continuing to exploit weaknesses of countries, including the United States,
mm-hmm.
because all the attention and monies and resources and energy is being paid on the whole virus thing. And China is still doing their debt trapping with developing countries, and that's hurting them because they obviously can't pay it. So I think this one's going to be a very interesting thing for whatever kind of consequence that the Trump White House goes after for China. But
yeah,
remember, too, it isn't just Trump. The Senate. Senate Intelligence, Senate Armed Services, and so forth. And that's the reason I believe that McConnell is keeping the Senate in session, is because there's some other things that committees are having to schedule hearings and whatnot, and for whatever consequences or proposed legislation there would be as reprisals to China.
Now, did you hear about the World Health Organization, who yesterday came out and did a complete 180 and said that they now believe that the Sweden model is the best way for these countries to go after they shot it in the foot, both legs, and opened up a double barrel on it?
I did, but it's kind of like, do we even care what the World Health Organization says anymore? Because I don't.
No, we're not going to fund it, I hope.
We suspended the funding.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we need to do, because they've done nothing for us. And that one guy that's in there, and by the way, the guy yesterday that made the announcement was apparently the doctor, who the real doctor, not the other one, who's he's in charge of research or something like that.
Yeah, so the whole thing, it operates just like every other United Nations division, of which it is a division of the United Nations. So, you know, I don't care of anything about the World Health Organization. Nothing. Zero.
Now
they're inert.
Mm-hmm. Now we have a national gun rights group which is threatening Florida with a lawsuit over the stopping of the online concealed carry permits here in Florida by the Florida Agricultural Commissioner, Nikki Fried. No, that's a big deal for a lot of people because gun sales have been up all through this, and they just don't want anybody to get a permit by going through the online because you can't go into the facility anymore and get it done. So theoretically, they've shut down concealed carry permits.
She, Nikki, happens to be the only Democrat in the DeSantis administration.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's a consequence. I don't think that she's, you know, doing this on purpose. I think there may be something else to this. And it could be, the fact that quality background checks are not possible. So she's, you know, I don't know. You know, we have to, background checks are, you know, required by other entities.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd have to read the lawsuit.
Did you see what happened in Michigan yesterday as activists protested out in front of the state capitol, and then they managed, because of the sheer numbers that they had, to get inside the capitol and protest? They actually wanted to go in the legislative chamber, and the state police kept them from doing that. But Governor Whitmer is in big-time trouble there in that state.
Politically, she is. For sure. It's an open carry state, and of course, some of these protesters were doing open carry
in the legislature. Yep, in the legislature, went right in the building, huh?
Hmm? Yeah, it could have gone sideways pretty quickly.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that it didn't, and I saw some of the protesters getting in the face of the troopers that were standing there, and of course the troopers had their masks on, and none of the other people had masks on, and they probably were, I wouldn't say spitting, but there was probably a little bit of germ warfare going on there, if you know what I'm, where I'm going with that. By the way, yesterday oil went up. West Texas crude went up to $18.84. Brent crude, $25.27, and the one-year forecast on oil went up to $21, and as a result, suddenly things are looking a little bit better again for the oil industry.
We hope, for sure, and we're still stockpiling. We're still trying to help out financially the industry, because they're hurting in a lot. It's hurting a lot of states, but it also still, we're in the residual phase here of this deal that was worked out with Russia and Saudi Arabia too.
Yeah, and we told Saudi Arabia that if they don't slow down their production, that we're going to stop some of their military aid. So we'll see how that goes. All right, we'll talk to you on the weekend show.
Yes, sir.
Denise Simon, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. I'm trying to push a button and lean in a way at the same time, Denise Simon. And I'll be right back with more, another military and veterans news segment here. This is where we get into the military end of it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Millions of people are going to break out of isolation, and they'll be able to eat at restaurants and shop at stores very soon. More than half of U.S. states are partially reopening over the next few days. Arkansas is one of them, Governor Asa Hutchinson.
On May 4th, we will lift
restrictions on gyms, fitness centers, and indoor athletic facilities so that they can resume operation.
Stay-at-home orders have just expired in Alabama, Maine, Tennessee, and Texas. Restrictions will be lifted in Iowa, North Dakota, and Wyoming on Friday. But California has been having some problems with new hotspots and outbreaks. Governor Gavin Newsom has decided to make beaches off-limits once again.
We're going to do a hard close in that part of the state.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you, of course, by the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo was on the air yesterday. We got a bunch of questions and some comments from some folks. You might want to catch the podcast for that during this segment yesterday, hour number four. But here's more about the National Aviation Academy and what they have to offer, and it's all good.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy knows that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. They come out of a technical school or a vocational training school to learn a trade that what they're not told in most cases will not pay them as much as they think. Just because they might be getting a union job doesn't mean they're going to be getting a lot of money right off the bat. Because what happens when you do that, let's say you start out as an electrician, a carpenter, maybe a plumber, you work as a welder, and you are with a union concern, which is what a lot of the vocational schools do. They bring them out as card-carrying members, and that's fine. I got no problem with that. But they start out as an apprentice, and they'll be an apprentice for, in some cases, as long as a year.
and they'll be at 80% at whatever the minimum is for being an apprentice union scale. They'll be at 80% of that. So consequently, you really could have done a lot better with a job that's very much in demand right now, and it is that of an aviation maintenance tech. If you can read schematics, if you put together models, if you've worked on radios, if you've worked on your car, any of that sort of stuff, then you can be an aviation maintenance tech. It's that simple. You can start out with a 40-hour week making about $60,000 a year to begin with, and you have no problem making a lot more than that because the jobs that are lined up right now for the aviation maintenance techs, which they don't have enough for, are going to go on for quite a long time with all the aircraft that are sitting in storage right now. They all have to be reinspected. They all have to be looked at and then released so they can go back flying passengers again. And there's thousands of aircraft as we speak. So, go to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And while you're there, they've got two locations to choose from. Concord, Massachusetts, or Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa, Florida area. Concord is right outside Boston. Now, what you do is you schedule an appointment. Take the tour of one of the facilities, because they're going to be opening up again in May for classes. So, take the tour at one of their facilities, and find out what it's all about. You're going to be glad you did. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, NAA.edu. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's the key to getting a whole bunch of other stuff and the white gloves treatment, too. All righty. The 4th Security Force Assistance Brigade from the United States Army officially was activated during a ceremony at its home station in Fort Carson, Colorado, ahead of both a combat training center rotation in June and a follow-on deployment to Afghanistan later this coming summer. So congratulations and kudos to them. And, of course, those people listen to us up there on our radio affiliate in Denver, Colorado, 710 KNUS, and hello to everybody in Denver tonight. Now, the Navy fired their commanding officer of the Center for Naval Aviation Technical Training. Don't have a name on the officer, but he was fired this week. Navy's cleaning house in some cases, as is obviously the case. By the way, the Naval Academy is going to graduate a class of 2020 over a 10-day period, much like the rest of the country. Each of the U.S. military services academies has had to make unusual adaptations to longstanding traditions in an effort to stifle the spread of COVID-19. This is just another one. And the Navy is going to host a scaled-down RIMPAC exercise in Hawaii with its sea-only events going on. The U.S. Pacific Fleet will host its major biennial Rim of the Pacific exercise this year amidst the global COVID-19 pandemic, opting to limit the exercises to just 2 weeks of at-sea-only events rather than cancel this event altogether. Now, the Air Force and the Arizona National Guard, over a dozen U.S. Air Force and Arizona National Air National Guard aircraft today will conduct a flyover above Metro Phoenix to honor healthcare workers and others, honor their public needs during the coronavirus pandemic. So kudos to them for doing that, and be watching the skies over Phoenix and Tucson today for the flyovers. I'm sure you're going to see it. I'm not sure if they're going to fly over Flagstaff or not, but that wouldn't be a bad idea. Now, the Marine Corps has been kept busy. The basic training is back operating again. What they're doing is when they bring in the recruits, they're hunkering down in place for 14 days before they start their basic training to make sure everybody's okay. That's kind of now gone to full-scale mode, if you will. By the way, the Space Force, the Space and Missile Systems Center, says a new report by the think tank RAND supports its decision to award contracts to only two launch providers under the National Security Space Launch Program, which again gives the Space Force a little bit more clout with what they're doing. Now, the National Guard and the latest National Guard COVID-19 update is the troop level is remaining steady right now at nearly 45,000 National Guard troops in the coronavirus pandemic here in the United States. Now, the Pentagon's willingness to do what the president asked for when it comes to the military is bothering a Democrat in Congress. Imagine that, a Democrat. And that would be the House Armed Services Committee Chairman Adam Smith, Democrat of Washington. He's concerned that the military just listens to the president too much, and they just know that they have a friend in the president, and they just keep asking for things, and maybe that's just a little bit too much because they can't get their social programs that they want in the Democratic Party. Well, to that I say, screw them. Who cares? Some of the social programs they give out are taken advantage of and have been for years, and we know it. It's time to clean the house, literally. By the way, the president signed a second bill protecting the GI Bill benefits amidst the coronavirus outbreak. President Trump signed into law a second emergency GI Bill fix for student veterans whose studies have been disrupted by the coronavirus pandemic, protecting work-study programs and providing extra insurance in the case of college closings. Now, we've had some questions from students at the National Aviation Academy about this. Your solution to the problem just happened with that bill that was signed by the president this week. And also, Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie defended the use of an unproven drug on veterans for the coronavirus pandemic, insisting that they were never used as test subjects, but given the treatment only when medically appropriate. We are talking about hydroxychloroquine, which is predominantly a malaria drug, but it's working on the VA patients. And there was a story that was out there that was not accurate that had the wrong numbers. They had the numbers actually inverted on what the results were. Over 90% of the VA people that were given hydroxychloroquine got better. Over 90%. So this is working. Contrary to a report that went out there that was not accurate. You got to be careful what you're looking at, where these reports are coming from. When they come from the XYZ blog or some of these far out things that are just speculation, I mean, come on. Use your head. Use your head. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski. Going to talk about a bunch of financial stuff because that's what he does. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's my buddy Donna Fiducia. She and her husband Don live up there in Carrollton, Georgia, and they are listening to us on 1330 WLBB, just up the road a little bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Hope everybody's doing well. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature, where I'm currently taking the fruits and the veggies. These are capsules, and these are good. I took some last night before I went on the air. I'm taking them as a supplement to help keep my immunity high, and that's exactly what this stuff will do. Now, it's real food. It's real science. It's real nutrition. There's no synthetics, no additives, and no filters in it, and it's got the nutritional equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables with just four little capsules a day. Pretty simple, huh? So, check them out online, balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because they're going to ask you where you heard it. Tell them I heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. All right, speaking of which, here he is, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning there, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
You got your mask ready?
We've been on orders to wear masks for a while.
I know. You go out in public, right?
Well, if I go for a walk or for a jog or exercise, I don't do any of that. I mean, I go to the store. The only place I've been is the Home Depot and to at the garden center. That's it. And, yeah, you got to wear it there, too. But, yeah, you're supposed to wear it when you're out in stores.
Can you imagine when the banks open back up and people go into the bank with a mask on?
It's kind of funny.
I mean, just think about it for a minute. With all the security that's in there, and, you know, when you see somebody with a mask, what's the first thing you think of in a bank?
Yeah, absolutely. I never even thought about that. But, I you know, I'm not too worried about bank robberies coming up. I was glad to see yesterday you actually had some Democrat governors, you know, kind of understand that, you know, it's a bit of an exercise in futility that you think you're going to stop this, in particular Colorado, where they're saying, hey, listen, you know, our hospitals are in great shape. We understand that this has to work its way through the system, and we're going to be opening up and keeping our hospitals and healthcare facilities under control. I mean, that's a good sign. I think a lot of the things that you're seeing done right now, these slow opens and whatnot, is just to make people feel more comfortable. The government has thoroughly scared the crap out of a large swath of America that thinks if they step outside that they're going to get a virus and die. And it's going to take a while to bring people back from that.
Here's the big deal. Yesterday, the WHO, not to be confused with the band, but the World Health Organization, came out, and one of their doctors that does their research, this is a medical doctor, not the wannabe guy, their doctor, the research guy, came out and said that the model that now they agree with is the Sweden model, which was the one where they were using the herd mentality to get the results they wanted, correct?
I don't think it's called the Swede model. I think it's called the Captain Watchdog model because we were
there
saying that two
there
months ago.
That's right. You're right. You're right.
I mean, it's just common sense that that was the way to go. If you understand at all how this stuff works, I get it. You had to scare people. People were worried about hospitals being overrun and some areas were more hit than others. But, yeah, it's the only way it's going to work its way through.
You got my permission to use that when you want to use it on your show. The Captain Watchdog model, because we were telling everybody, this is an overhype. We don't need to be doing this. It's not going to be as bad as they say it's going to be. We were right. I had people calling me names, telling me, people that were arguing with me. I said, there's no argument about it. Take a look at the actual numbers. But anyway, moving along, we've got 30 million people now that are unemployed. This is epidemic proportions to say. That's the pandemic right there. 3.8 million more filed for jobless benefits. States are broke. They don't have any more money to pay the unemployment. Oh, boy.
Yeah, and Florida's got the worst numbers in the country right now, and I understand that with the amount of tourism that has been shut down. I
mean, and the airline industry, the cruise industry, you betcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you got to think about Orange County and all of those people that you know, live in, around the theme parks and work for the theme parks and all the things that happen in that area, and they're all now working right now. Of course that's going to be the case. And they know, you know, it can't last much longer. Disney's taken some steps. Orange County has taken some steps to figure out how they're going to reopen the place. And again, it's a model, okay? You know, if you're going to be nervous about going to a thing because somebody walks within 6 feet of you and you're going to freak out, just don't go.
Right.
Okay? You know, give us all a break here. You know, don't touch your face. Wash your hands if you're worried about it. And move on, okay? This can't last forever.
Yeah.
People are going to, the despair and the death that's going to occur due to the job loss is going to be way worse than the virus itself.
And there's more and more people carrying the little hand sanitizer with them if they can find it, or they're carrying the little handy wipes with them.
Well, yeah, it's become obviously much more available, you know, all of that stuff.
Sure.
I mean, you do the best you can, and you got to understand that life needs to go on. And, listen, you want to hold yourself up in your house, God bless you. Go ahead.
What'd you think about Amazon yesterday? They warned that they're going to have their first loss in 5 years on the $4 billion in extra virus costs they've had.
I'm not worried about it. Amazon will come out all right, you know, on the other side of this thing. You know, they are. They obviously have to, you know, assume costs due to this. Again, the sooner things open up, the better everything is going to be for them. A lot of guidance that came out yesterday, a lot of uncertainty with companies moving forward. And I get it. If I was a company, I wouldn't give guidance moving forward. You never know what these, you know, politicians are going to do next or slow people down. But you are seeing some blowback, which is good. The markets today are the looks of things are going to be a big down day. But again, who knows what's going to happen by the end of the day? You might get some good news somewhere on the virus front, and we could be doing much better. Who knows? But again, corporate profits are just they're not going to be there, guys, unless we open up.
And the agricultural secretary, Sonny Perdue, said that the meat plants are going to be reopening in a few days, not just weeks. They got the National Guard and some of these plants helping to sanitize and clean them up and make sure where they've had the COVID-19 outbreaks, and they're getting things back on track. So that's gonna not hurt our food supply chain, if you will.
Yeah, the biggest problem there is the unions being
right.
A real pain in the ass.
No.
When it comes to these things, I'm sorry. We put people in outer space for crying out loud. We can't make sure that workers are safe inside a food processing plant. I don't buy it. I don't believe any of the nonsense that these unions are pushing on this thing. It can be done. It can be done very easily.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of outer space, Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk have been contracted by the government to get back to the moon by 2024. That means that both of these billionaires are going to be getting a whole bunch more money to fly to the moon.
Again, that's another good point. We're going to get to the moon. We can't even open up this country. We got a virus going through, which is kind of fascinating in of itself. That's great. We're going to go to the moon. I just like to know what our next steps are from there and the purpose for going.
We're going to live on it. We're going to live on it. That's what I heard.
You can go live on it. I'm not going up.
Not me. Not me. I like it right where I'm at. Thank you very much.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Now, sports, you know, we're going to be getting back into the swing of things with sports because NASCAR announced yesterday, May 17th, Darlington, South Carolina, they're going to have their first live race, nobody in the stands. And then over the next over the next 10 days, you're going to have 7 races. All the different divisions are going to be racing. Again, nobody in the stands.
I'm going to have to become a NASCAR fan. I don't know. I've said it before, but I got to watch something different on TV. Good for them. It is ridiculous. You're not going to allow people in the stand. Then let people in.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, let people in for crying out loud. Stop. Enough with this nonsense, okay? People that, let them take care of themselves, do the best they can, associates, but let people in.
Mm-hmm. Well, the NBA wants to play, but the players' union doesn't want to play in front of empty stadiums, which is what they're telling them. There won't be anybody in the stands to begin with. By the way, the NFL, they look like they're going to be okay because of their season. When it starts, we'll see. Because in Florida and as other states, every couple of weeks they're going to relook at the program, look at the numbers, and see what they can do and add a little more and a little more.
You obviously got to keep the healthcare facilities under control. You got to get kids back in school and get spread that herd immunity, which we need to have, and get the kids out there playing ball again. And the sooner we do that, the better off we're going to be.
Yeah. Now, we did have a big stock drop yesterday. And as you said, right now, I believe it's trading in the red at the moment. But then again, it all depends on what sort of news we hear today, because you never know, right?
Yeah. Well, everything's virus-driven, pretty much.
All righty. Speaking of virus-driven, here goes our music coming in. So you have yourself a great weekend. Stay low. Enjoy the weather if you can. And I will talk to you on Monday morning, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his program and his website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. You'll hear him all over the weekend on about 250 radio stations, and I'm proud to be a small part of that by having him on during the week. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.